Command number 117. Do as I do and become like me. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done. John 13:25. The debate is long-standing in Christendom about what exactly sanctification is and how it comes about. Some believe that we are automatically set apart and sanctified by God when we put our faith in Christ. Though still in the world and subject to the pull of the old Adam, we are positionally seen by God as washed in the blood of Jesus and therefore sanctified. Others believe that such transformation comes at death, when the sinful nature of the flesh falls away and we are instantly made perfect and like Christ. Clearly, elements of truth exist in both perspectives. Something certainly changes when we believe, but the battle between flesh and spirit continues. Paul's exposition of this mystery in Romans and of the ongoing daily struggle between flesh and spirit, Romans 7, is illuminating yet complex beyond understanding. But is there actually more to it than either of these perspectives fully reveal? What is sanctification but Christ-likeness? Becoming like Christ. The question is, how are we transformed into Christ-likeness? Jesus says that He is our example, and that we are to do as He has done. It may be that this obedience, not instantaneous transformation, is actually the key to sanctification. Transformation into Christ-likeness is thus a lifelong process. What does God want to do in your life and in mine? Above all things, the ultimate purpose that is in God's mind when He thinks of you and me. It can be simply stated that we become sons and daughters who are conformed to the image of Christ, His younger brothers and sisters who are like Him, who love like Him, think like Him, respond like Him, resist the enemy like Him, trust the Father like Him, and who pray like Him. When we give our lives to Him, in the midst of our sinful and selfish natures, to the extent we yield to that remaking process, He begins to fashion children who will one day bear the image and reflect the nature of Jesus Christ Himself. Michael Phillips, Make Me Like Jesus, God's Ultimate Purpose. Christ-likeness comes not by magic wand. There is no pixie dust of sanctification the Holy Spirit sprinkles on a new believer that suddenly changes who he or she is. It is at the point of initial faith that the example of Jesus takes over. As we follow and conform ourselves to that example, doing as Jesus said, modeling our lives after His, we slowly, by degrees, become infinitesimally more like Him. Over the course of a lifetime, that slow transformation, given power by the Holy Spirit, is hopefully substantial. There is no magic sanctification that miraculously makes us like Jesus. Obedience in the trenches, a long obedience in the same direction, very slowly makes us like Jesus. Nothing is more beautiful than an aging saint of God whose countenance reflects the fruit of a lifetime following the example of Jesus. The following is an excerpt from C.S. Lewis' Mere Christianity. Humanity is already saved in principle. We have to appropriate that salvation. But the spiritual life has already come down into the human race. If we will only lay ourselves open to the one man in whom it was fully present, and who, in spite of being God, is also a real man, He will do it in us and for us. It is not a question of a good man who died 2,000 years ago. It is a living man, still as much a man as you, and still as much God as He was when He created the world. really coming and killing the old natural self in you and replacing it with the kind of self he is, turning you permanently into a different sort of thing, into a new little Christ, a being which, in its own small way, has the same kind of life as God. The church exists for nothing else but to draw men into Christ, to make them little Christs. If they are not doing that, all the cathedrals, clergy, missions, sermons, even the Bible itself, are simply a waste of time. God became man for no other purpose. It is even doubtful whether the whole universe was created for any other purpose. God became man to turn creatures into sons. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to do as he does and become like him. In all I do, may Jesus be not merely my teacher, but my example of how life is to be lived. Every day, as C.S. Lewis says, let me put on Christ, and thus in obedience become like him. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.